Good morning and welcome to Luverne Area Community Foundation's program. The purpose is to bring you information about all that is happening with the foundation. We believe you'll find this information interesting, informative, and enlightening. And today, once again, we have Emily Crabtree. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
And Mike Cox.
Good morning, Ron.
And here we are once again talking about Luverne Area Community Foundation. And each week, we plan on covering several topics of interest and pick one or two to get a little more in depth. And this week, let's talk about individual retirement accounts and their common name, IRA. So, how does an IRA fit in with Luverne Area Community Foundation?
Great question, Ron. First of all, an individual retirement account is money that people have put away over the years to save on taxes and to have money, additional money in addition to Social Security and other pension plans that they may have for retirement. Well, the interesting thing with the IRA with charitable giving is over the last number of years, it has been passed by Congress, then taken back, then there's a sunset rule, and it's been in and out, but it was actually permanentized a little over a year and a half ago. And what that simply means is that if you're 70 and a half, the IRS requires you to start taking a distribution out of your IRA.
Right.
Now, I've had, in my previous career, many people would come in and say, well, I don't need any money, I don't need to take any money out, I don't need it. And I would have to give them that little lecture of, well, it doesn't make any difference whether you need it or not. The IRS has given you a break over the years, and now you have to start taking some money out, whether you want to or not, because they would like to get some tax relief and some extra taxes from you because you've got a nice break. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, the reason that the IRA with charitable donations has worked so well is that Congress finally has decided they're going to permanentize this. And what they mean by that is now instead of taking possession of the dollars, if you're required to take out X amount of dollars, let's say it's $5,000, you're required to take it out in your 70 and a half, you can now direct that money right to your favorite charity. And then there is no tax ramifications to you. So instead of getting $5,000, you've simply directed the $5,000 to go right to your favorite charity. And you can direct up to $100,000 a year to do that. Nice thing about that is you still can decide what charities you'd like it to go to. So it comes into the foundation. It's in that charitable savings account that we've talked about before. But now you can direct where the money goes. And guess the biggest thing? You pay zero taxes.
All right. So, okay, how does that fit into going into Luverne Area Community Foundation?
Well, you know, last week we spoke about a donor advised fund, and this is different than that. You surrender, if you will, the amount that you are handing over and trust that the foundation will use it for charitable purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, we have a number of different funds at the Community Foundation. So if something that you want, you can give it as a direct gift for us to use where we see the need in the community, which is one of the greatest gifts that we can receive because there are so many needs. You can use it to direct it towards one of the funds that we have there. Maybe it's the New Generations Building. Maybe it's the food shelf. You can list a number of things. But you talk with your professional advisor. They talk with us, and we initiate that transfer, and it comes directly. But again, you surrender any ability to advise or direct. There is a method that we could use to set up what we would call a designated fund, where if you wanted to, like right now we have a bike path, a field of interest fund there.
Yes.
You could say, I want my this year's IRA contribution to go into the bike path. Perfect. It's a charitable gift. You're surrendering the advisement of it, and now you've gotten all the benefits that Mike described earlier.
All right.
Absolutely. It really works well. And it's a nice alternative because, again, many people get to that point in their life, and because they've been rather successful and have enough money coming in, they really don't need the additional taxes that is required when you take out an IRA after you're 70 and a half. And so they put it into the foundation, or they put it into a charitable contribution, or as a charitable contribution to the charity of their choice.
Well, and because the Community Foundation has, one of our missions is to help and support nonprofits. I mean, if you look through our annual report or on our website, you'll be like, wow, I give money to that one and that one and that one and that one. So if you use your IRA as that charitable gift, again, you can hit half a dozen or more of your favorite charities, in addition to remembering the Community Foundation, because, of course, you know, we fill the gaps in between and have not had to pay tax and have not had to take that out of your house checking account, you know. So you've saved in multiple levels.
And just to you keep talking about the annual report that came out, roughly guesstimating how many charitable organizations does the Community Foundation
service? I would say that without having it directly in front of me, that we have 20 nonprofit organizations. Okay. It's really interesting when people come in and they're like, hey, do you have X under your umbrella? I'm like, yes, we do. I thought so. Here's my gift. That's one of our missions, is to be able to support those nonprofits so they can do the work, and we'll accept the gifts on their behalf. So.
Okay. So the IRA, if it goes directly into the Laverne Area Community Foundation, how many people actually know about this?
Shockingly, not as many as we assume.
Yes. Well, because, again, in my previous career as a financial planner, that's what I talked about this all the time. And so you just assume through education that if you know it, everybody else knows it.
Yeah.
The bottom line is very few people know it. It is just, well, first of all, anybody that's under 70 and a half, it doesn't pertain to them. So why would they know it?
Right.
Anybody that's 70 and a half and older, they've been told by their accountant or their financial advisor or attorney or somebody that, or they get a note from the IRS saying, oh, you're 70 and a half, you have to start taking some money out. Or they get it from their, wherever they keep their funds, right, at a bank or at a mutual fund. They get a note saying, you're now 70 and a half, you have to take out this money. Well, I think most people just assume, well, okay, that makes sense. I guess I fill out this form, send it in, they send me a check, I pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
This is another alternative. This is really a nice alternative, because almost everyone, I'm guessing, that's listening right now is giving to some type of charity. It's, you know, primary person, their church, or the primary place, their church, on a weekly basis or monthly basis, maybe to some other organizations or someone that comes by soliciting at their house, or they see some articles in the paper. So they're giving to charities. This is a nice way to give to a charity, and it doesn't cost you additional tax dollars because you're gifting money away.
Right.
Well, and one thing I've shared with donors is that sometimes if you consider a charitable gift that's not cash, you actually might be able to make a larger impact gift. So, you know, when you're writing things out of your checkbook and it's, okay, you know, I've kind of got my budget, I don't really need that IRA money. I'm making ends meet, but the government dictates how much, what the percentage is. I believe this year at 70 and a half, 3.54% is what you had to take, and it increases older you get. So now all of a sudden, if you consider your IRA to do your gifting, you might actually be able to give more than you would have if you're just writing checks out of your checkbook.
Not only give more, but you're saving some in tax also. Absolutely. At the same time. Right. And absolutely, we're not really here to give tax advice, because that's really the accountants and the CPAs to give that. But we're here to say there is a savings. Take advantage of it.
Right.
And there's another alternative other than...
Well, for many people, they're giving anyway to charity.
Yeah.
Why not... There's never a wrong way to give to charity,
right?
But there might be a better way. Might be a better way.
So if a person wants to learn more about the IRA and investing into Laverne Area Community Foundation, how they go about that?
Well, they can stop by the office, and we're open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to 4. And Emily has all the numbers. She doesn't trust me with all these numbers.
I would also say that, you know, start with your financial advisor.
Sure.
Go in, have a conversation, say, you know, I'd like to use my IRA this year for my charitable giving. I know this gal, her name's Emily, down at the Community Foundation office. And if it's anyone right here in the community, we have relationships with all of them. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. But it's not limited to that. We can work with any financial advisor. So, yeah, they give me a call at 507-220-2424. Get in touch with me via email, emily@luvacf.org. And again, we just start a conversation.
All right.
There you go.
Well, thanks again for being with us, Mike and Emily, and look forward to talking to you again next week.